Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A week from this coming Wednesday, children, we'll be beginning the holy season of Lent, and we begin the season of Lent by having the Way of the Cross, amongst other special practices or devotions. Today, because there isn't any particular Saint's Day on the calendar, Father will be singing the votive Mass of the Holy Cross, and we ask our Lord, by this powerful devotion, to help us to plan out and to keep a good, and as we say, a generous Lent. Let me tell you, though, about one of the saints who is honored today, who was a saint who loved the cross very, very much. So much so that she actually lived or enacted the cross during her life for a period of about 20 years. She was from the city of flowers, the city of Florence. Yesterday's saints came from that same beautiful city in the northern part of Italy. And she lived a little bit later. She lived during the turbulent 16th century when the Protestants broke away from the Catholic Church and started their own religion. There had been, during her time and before, a movement of some different good Catholics who tried their very best to reform the Church. And she and her family were followers of one such Dominican friar whose name was Savonarola. Savonarola got into trouble with the church and the political authorities because they considered that he was too extreme or revolutionary. But nevertheless, he made a great influence upon her family. And because of that, when she was old enough, just 13, she joined the convent of the Dominican sisters. They say she was very devoted to our Lord's passion. And first of all, our Lord purified her by letting her suffer. She was sick for about 2 years. And the oddest thing that whenever the doctor came or gave her any medicine, she only got worse. In other words, it was sort of a special spiritual suffering or preparation she was meant to have. After that, she regained her health, and she was led by our Lord in the mystical or the spiritual way. So for about 20 years, from noon on Thursday until 3 p.m. on Friday, she would be in an ecstasy. People in the world would call it being in a trance. And she would go through the different gestures of the way of the cross, of the passion, and the crucifixion. For example, that she would stand like this when our Lord was scourged, and then she would be seated with her head bowed when he was crowned with thorns, or have her arms out like this for 3 hours on the cross. Sometimes she would speak to the nuns and to the people that were there, but it was really our Lord speaking through her. And she received on her head the marks of the crown of thorns, and in her hands and her feet the wounds of Christ called the stigmata. What is remarkable is that along with this, she was a very down-to-earth and a practical woman and a very good superior, and she loved to take care of the poor who came from all over to receive her help. And especially the sick in her own convent, she took care of them in a very sweet, gentle way, as did St. Bernadette, who was the Sister of Charity, who saw our Lord many centuries later. Well, finally it was decided, because there was quite a bit of publicity, as these things always draw publicity, and lots of crowds of people came to the convent wanting to see the nun in ecstasy, living the passion of Christ. Finally, it was decided that maybe this would be very disruptive of the convent life. And so they said, well, maybe we should pray to our Lord to take this away. And so they did. They had to pray for 2 years. But then finally, the prayer was heard, and these special graces were taken away. And St. Catherine de Ricci, the name of today's saint, was very happy just to lead a normal life again. One of the things that she did, though, when she was in ecstasy, is that sometimes she, like Padre Pio, would be in two places at once. It's called bi-location. And she wanted to visit and ask some questions of another saint, Philip Neri. And so without leaving her convent in Florence or taking a train or anything, she went down to Rome. and she talked to St. Philip Neri. She had about 6 visits with him over the years, and many people saw her down there in Rome, even though she was still in her convent. But when we talk about the saints, children, and the extraordinary things they do, we always keep in mind, most of all, the ordinary lesson for us. That is to say, to be humble, to be charitable. She was so humble that she never wanted to draw any attention to herself at all. And she loved to take care of the sick. And sometimes she would minister them on her knees and just be as sweet as possible. Children, by doing God's will and becoming a saint, we don't draw attention to ourselves. We rather draw attention to our Lord. He is the one whom we want to serve. Sometimes we might think of extraordinary things and then not really do the ordinary things. As Lent is coming up and we're planning for it, let's plan on offering up penances so that we can be more obedient. Let's offer up some extra prayers so that we can be more industrious and hardworking, so that we can be kinder and more thoughtful, more charitable in our actions and our speech. That way, instead of drawing any attention to ourselves, we will be drawing attention to our Lord, whom we're trying very sincerely to imitate. All of the power of holiness, remember, comes from the cross of Christ. Now the Holy Mass will be offered, in which the cross becomes alive on our altar. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.